This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And welcome back to BHRA. You'll hear me refer to BHRA quite a bit today. Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Alvin here, courtesy of the East Central Illinois Bureau of Tourism. It's quite a road trip, and enjoyed it. Hard to enjoy the fall colors, though, with the low ceiling. In fact, the ceiling's so low, about 50 miles away, the Illini had to cancel the flyovers for Military Appreciation Day. But, you know, North Mac, you can't think of a better thing to prepare you for the postseason than playing Athens last week, a 39-34 loss. Caden Brown, 166 yards on the ground, runs of 5, 1 of 52 yards, and 9 of 18 for 87 yards, but I don't know what you can get done in the air today. I mean, it's they've done the best they can with the field. We'll see how the passing game works out. Well, the Panthers are on to kick it away. They will open up on defense as Joe Reinhart, the junior, will tee it up, and we are underway. Short kick by design, and North Mac making a big run at it. Fielded at the 35-yard line as they rush the kick. But the Blue Devils recover it, and they will start up in good field position at the, looks like the 36-yard line. Again, ground and pound, and they've got some big linemen. They have their home blue uniforms, just like the new Blue Devils. White trim, white numerals. Devils on the helmet with a white stripe up the middle. North Mac, because the North Mac moms are going to have to use Tide Pods as it is. Black pants, of course, a black helmet with the N, and white jerseys with that familiar Columbia blue, powder blue, if you will. First play from scrimmage, drops back. Throws, has a man in and out of the hands. No, in the, staying in. He bobbled it for a minute, it appeared, and hauls it in. First play from scrimmage. And a 30-yard pass play. Mason Hackman with the reception. So first and 10, the quarterback Dawson Dodd, I would believe the coach's son, Mark Dodd, the coach here, one setback, drops back. Run looking to his right. What did I say, ground and pound? Here throws it, gets it in the hands of the receiver inside the 10-yard line, but can't haul it in. Good pass defense there. Two members of the secondary got back out there, and I believe Reed Lewis was out there as well. So second down, one protector, trips to the left, one receiver to the right. High snap, keeper by Dodd. Dodd will try to make lemonade out of lemons, gets a couple of yards. High snap, and again, when you have that in the playoffs, you got to like having senior leadership back out there out of the gun. So third down and 9 and a opportunity, not a three and out opportunity, mind you, but an opportunity here for North Mac to make a big stop. Four down territory to be sure. Here's a snap. Play action. Dodd will keep it. Bulls up ahead for 4 or 5 yards. Let me tell you, the kid's got some upper body strength and hauls a couple of defenders. Looked like Nick Hogan got in there on the stop. So it's going to bring up 4th and 3. Huge play here early on at the 28-yard line. So he's going to go under center. Two running backs, and they'll do a little formation shift, a whistle. Didn't know if they're headed to the pistol, but referees conferring here. Again, great crowd. No score here. Well, just a great facility, and, you know, people get tired of hearing guys talk about press boxes, but it really affects the quality of the broadcast. And the folks here in Bismarck put together a fantastic press box, so we get a real good view of the game. You don't hear me guessing about tacklers, wide open windows, one of the best press boxes I have ever stood in. So now they're going to shift to the shotgun, one protector, and we have another stoppage. A timeout by the Blue Devils. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to North Mac Playoff Football on WSMI. Here comes the big play as he drops back. Dodd rolls to his left, throws it just out of the reach of the receiver. A little off balance. That's going to happen with this turf. And the North Mac fans celebrate in the East stands as the Panthers get the early stop, and they'll take over on downs. 10:01 to play as the Blue Devil drive got off to a great start. Good stay-at-home defense there from North Mac as they'll start off at their 28. Here's Caden Brown after a big game last week. Two setbacks. Receiver in motion, two to the right, one to the left. Caden Brown will keep it on the ground. Oh, he meets some stiff resistance. I know Athens was a good proving ground, but, man, you're talking about some big guys on that line. I looked at the opening coin toss. For instance, you got to deal with Jace Waterman. 6'4", 285 pounds. That's like a 7A or 8A kind of guy. No fun. 4-yard gain over Brown, second and six. One setback this time. He'll roll to his left. Has a man just out of reach. And again, you don't have secure footing. You know, you're not going to be as smooth out there. That goes for both sides. Both teams have to play in it. You heard Coach Bowman, if you listen to the sports show this morning with Tim, trying to find the right spikes. And I'm not sure they make spikes for the kind of conditions we're in. So third and six, huge play at the 32. Here's Brown under center. Brown with a pitch to the right side. And the runner tries to make the cut. And that's Jake Ferguson, the senior. Nowhere to go, great penetration. Three defenders getting into the backfield. And, you know, you can't force it. You just have to take what the game gives you. And you have to, on a day like this, patience is everything. You're not just going to, you're not going to drive the field and get everything you want, impose your will all afternoon. So punt formation, standing at his 20. Here's a kick by Brown. It will bounce down at the 32, continue to take a North Mac roll inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. So you talk about winning the game of field position, a big step in that direction. So the Blue Devils of BHRA. I'll try to say Bismarck, Henny, Rossville, Alvin once in a while. One sounds like a law firm, the other sounds like an insurance company. BHRA. No, it's, boy, nice folks. And, again, very well-crafted facility. Beautiful place to play a game of football. So back at it now, Dawson Dodd. That's Dawson Dodd. Sounds like a guy from a Western. The old Marshall's in town. Here's a handoff to the big sledgehammer running back. And stop made by Joe Reinhardt and Wyatt Williamson and a third defender I didn't spot. 5-yard gain. This is a meat grinder kind of game. And already we're seeing some dirty pants and jerseys. Laundry may take three or four tries on some of these jerseys. Here's a shotgun snap. Dodd will keep it. Boy, great penetration. Slipping through there, Wyatt Williamson. And the linebacker, the senior, gets across the line of scrimmage. And I think he may have stopped him cold for no gain. Maybe a half yard. Linebacking core getting some results here early. So huge play here. Dodd will go under center with a big sledgehammer running back behind him. And they'll go back to him. Boy, he'll drag the line. It'll be close. And he did get the first down.
Tackled by Lionheart.
So they move it up to the 30. And it's going to be harder to read the jerseys later as the day wears along. Dot out of the gun. He's going up top, has a man. Leap. Nice extension to catch at the 42-yard line. And a 28-yard pass. Dot really seems strong when he works that right sideline. And once again, they're moving the football between the 20s. So here we go, first and 10, three receivers left under center. One man right, handoff up the middle. They're working the middle pretty nicely right now. Big gain on first down as they'll get 8 yards right up central. And we have one of those. I believe that is Michael Hackman, a little number switch. One setback there. They'll go run off left side this time to Rhett Harper. Rhett Harper. Oh, Rhett. Frankly, Scarlett. Rhett rolls up, runs off the left tackle, gets a good push, 6 or 7 yards, and he'll rack up a first down as they will get down to the 27-yard line, first and 10. Dot under center, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Make that trips to the left as I adjust my view a little bit. Under center, handoff once again up the middle. This time, boy, a great job by the front line. Hickman with the carry, Austin Dahlman. The 6'4 senior slowing down the runner. Still got a gain of 4 on the play, second down and 6. So they passed to set up the run, this football team so far. We got the lone setback, Rhett Harper, and they'll go under center again. This is old school formation football. Run to the left side, gets away from some defenders. A great run for North Mac. As he'll plow off left tackle up ahead for 13 yards and into the red zone. Good for another first down. And right now you see why this team is 9-0. They are moving the chains and imposing their will here for the moment at the line of scrimmage. Now trips to the left. One receiver right under center again. And moving ahead, Rhett Harper. Harper gets some good yardage up the middle. Down to 4:44, no score here in the first quarter. But Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin is threatening. And they have worked almost exclusively under center of late. Dawson Dodd with Rhett in there once again. Rhett more of a slashing tailback. Here's Dodd going up top. Looked like a low percentage pass. Has a man at the 2. Pivots and gets into the end zone. That reception, I believe, by Mason Hackman. So the run sets up the pass now. On to kick, Liam Oxendine, 5'10 junior. Penalty will go against North Mac, and I think they'll bring on the offense, and they'll go for 2. So they will go for two. Once again, Rhett in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Rhett. Rhett will get some running room, a couple of nice blocks. Joe June tried to get a hand on him, but just out of the reach. Rhett makes a great cut, gets in the end zone. And you have an 8-0 score. So an 81-yard drive in this Heinz Furniture scoring summary. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. 81-yard drive. And Dodd to Mason Hardman from 11 yards out, 4:18 to go. And the two-point conversion on the run by Rhett. So North Mac has their work cut out for them. And 8-0, your early score. We'll take a break. Back after this, you're listening to North Mac Playoff Football on WSMI. And we're back at BHRA, and, you know, penalty flags are piling up, and I don't think either team's mistake-prone. It is hard to move and time yourself and to move on the snap with without committing a penalty here and there, and that happened with the Blue Devils as they'll back up 5 yards to the 35, the traditional kickoff point. I mentioned the Devils in their blue helmets. On one side, they have the Devils written on there in cursive. And on the other side, a really cool Trident logo. So, neat look. For those in the uniforms. And the numbers are easy to read. That's another big thing. Here's a kick that goes out of bounds. And another penalty flag. So, North Mac will start off at the 35-yard line. You know, it is difficult to move the football today, and especially against this big line. I'm looking at another big guy out there, Hunter Wilson, Jr., 6'3", 245. You got Jude Jaskula, 6'1", 265. They got some beef out there. Where is the beef? As used to say in those Wendy's commercials, it's here. Jacob Hall, 6'2", 90. Yeah, this is high school, folks. Not Division One. Well, I take that back. They will kick it again. They'll kick it from the 30 this time. By the way, 54 degrees at kickoff. Winds swirling out of the north and northwest at 12 miles an hour. It's not a fun day to play special teams. If you're just joining us, 8-0. And the home team, the Blue Devils on top, just wrapping up touchdown drive. So here teeing it up, Liam Oxendine. He'll boot it away, nice kick, fielded at the 35, taken up to the 40, and met there, gang tackled. Jake Ferguson picking up about 10 yards on the return. 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. And this field has been through, let's just say Hades, for those who don't like that H-E double hockey sticks word. So, North Mac will start at the 41-yard line. Caden Brown trying to rack up some of the magic he did last week. And, you know, working under center to me is just smart football today. Brown, two running backs out there, will give it to the second man through. And, you know, not a big gain, but some determined running. That's what it's going to take, determined running and patience. Off to the right side. And that's Jake Ferguson.
Watson on the tackle.
And he no longer resembles a football player. He looks like an F-150 modified for a monster truck show. Here we go, second and 8, 2 yard gain. Brown will go on a keeper trying to read his blocks. He does that so well, but makes a nice move to the left side, but I'll tell you what, I talked about size. Well, they've got some quickness on this Bismarck defense, and they cut him down after he picks up about 4 yards. Brown makes a little jump there. So now they're up to the 47-yard line. Big play. You want to get a sustained drive, give your defense a break, even though the defense and offense are often the same. Here we go out of the eye. Goes to the first man through and the fullback. Oh, he is met by stiff resistance. I don't know. You know, do you roll the dice? Maybe they will. Looks like got a yard ahead. No. They kind of teased you like they might stay out there, but it looks like punt formation time indeed. So Brown will stay in there. Not exactly ideal for a trick play either. He stands at his 46. And here's a floating snap. Forget about my thoughts. Brown moves up to the 47, up to the 50. Good for a first down. Brown keeps it. He goes for it. Gutsy call. Moves up ahead for 17 yards. Good for a North Mac. First down. Cajoni's there from Patrick Bowman. Gutsy keeps it alive. You know what? You need a little spark. Here we go, Brown, as they move into enemy territory for the first time today. Brown will drop back. Throws a dangerous floater. Dangerous pass out of the reach and right into the hands of Dalton Hicks. Dalton Hicks will never forgive himself. He'll sit there at graduation. He's a senior and say, I had that football. Right there in my hand, just threw a soft floater. Dangerous to throw right there around the line of scrimmage. Hicks almost came up with the INT. And that kid would have earned it because he's got the muddiest jersey out here today. Big Dalton Hicks, 5'7", 270. So second down, one protector this time. Brown working out of the gun. Two receivers stacked right to the left. And a low snap. Brown just has to take care of the football. So that means a loss of a couple of third down and 12. Once again, Brown with a 17-yard run on a fake punt. So here we go, big play here, third and 11. Five receivers to the left, and Brown throws to the left and falls short of the receiver.
That is a lateral. There is no way that's not a lateral.
And the coaches up here from the Blue Devils say it's a lateral, and it was indeed up behind the line of scrimmage. So they'll go to punt formation again. And, you cannot have those mistakes in this here in week 10. And again, this is tough business. Here's a quick kick, kind of bobbles the snap. Understandable today. And this kick, boy, it looked like it was on the verge of taking a North Mac bounce, but then it tumbled into the end zone. Brown does a great job to get it away, but it is a Blue Devil football they'll set up at the 20. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football 8-0, your score. 1 minute to go into first. This is WSMI. Welcome back to BHRA. Dropping back, Dodd as a man. Swings it out. He moves downfield, has some running room, evades a defender, and he's moving upfield 40-50 into enemy territory, but there is a yellow hanky. And this one's coming back. A big 40-yard plus gain is wiped away for the Blue Devils.
They're walking it back and there's a penalty on the play.
And they take that regrettable march backward, moving back to the 15-yard line. So Dodd and company back to work. This time working out of the gun again. One protector. Two receivers left, one to the right. Dodd will keep it, and boy, just good stay-at-home defense. Looked like Jake Ferguson was there. And then Wyatt Williamson flew in like an interceptor, cutting off a bomber in World War II. He just flew to Dodd and took him down. Cut him down. No gain on the play. Second and 15. Down to 30 seconds here in the first quarter. Blue Devils up 8-0. Dodd, one protector, trips to the left. He'll go keep it himself. Play action. Has some running room. Kind of spins like a Madden video game move. Gets up ahead for 5-plus yards. In fact, you're looking at gain of 12 to wrap up the first quarter of play. 8-0 your score. The Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin Blue Devils on top over North Mac. You're listening to high school football on WSMI. All right, we are switching ends here at BHRA, and the Blue Devils in their uniforms of blue, white, and mud are moving south now. Dodd under center with three receivers to the left, one to the right, and a tailback behind him. That is Rhett Harper. Here's a quick pass from Dodd. I think it's complete. May have been a trap, but to Mason Hackman. Hackman loses his footing. I think that is a familiar theme we're going to see today. So they're not really in fourth down territory. He stopped cold for after a gain of one, brings up fourth and two. But they'll go for it. Here's Dodd under center with the running back. Dodd will turn. He'll keep it himself. Makes a push. And, boy, just a great, great fake. Dodd turns this into a tractor pull at the Vermilion County Fair. Dodd sold it beautifully. Play fake. Then he turned and kept it himself. I think faked out everybody in the building. Dodd gets a big first down, a big play here in the second quarter. Dawson Dodd, if he wasn't Dawson Dodd, if he wasn't a quarterback, he could be a magician. So huge play on fourth and two to keep this drive alive. 11:01 here to go in the second, 8-0 Blue Devils, if you're just joining us. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, and Harper back there in the backfield. They'll go to Harper up the middle, and, boy, just great response by Mack. Zane Hogan and Joe Reinhardt in on the stop. Let me tell you. It's going to take the NASA of laundry detergent to take care of those white jerseys. Like Ed Harris in Apollo 13, failure's not an option. You may have to have a team of laundry scientists. 1 yard gain, second and nine. Front line of four. Four linebackers. Here's Dodd collides with the tailback. And let me tell you, Dodd, once again, makes the best of a bad situation. Knocks silly in a collision with the tailback, and then still leans forward and gets positive yardage. This kid's a gamer. Couple of great quarterbacks out there today. 4 yard gain. Dawson Dodd. So they're going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to high school football on WSMI. Well, folks, we are here. Round one of the playoffs is always about a challenge, especially when you get in there at 5-4, even though I think this is better than the 5-4 football team with the circumstances of the early season. But a tough draw, and North Mac getting it done on defense, I think, in a many respects. Here's Dodd, a two-step drop, throws the left side to Harper, complete, and a great job as North Mac swarms to Harper before he can get back to the original line of scrimmage. I think we're looking at a loss of about a half a foot or half a yard. So it will be fourth and five. As my radio friends next door, I will definitely do espionage and take intel. No punts yet today for the Devils. So here's Dodd. They'll move it. They'll shift around. And they reset. And the BHRA fans want a penalty flag because there was movement on the North Mac side. Also, Mark Dodd wants a penalty flag. The lineman shifting, and looks like we have another timeout by the Blue Devils. We'll take one as well. Fourth down drama when we return, fourth and five for the Devils. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Here we go. Dodd drops back at fourth and five. Has a man at the 30. He breaks free and stopped at the 13. And a pass to the big play receiver, Mason Hackman, 6'3 senior. He causes matchup issues. 41-yard gutsy play on fourth and five. Quick drop. And just decisive there as with 8:30 to go. The Blue Devils are in the red zone, and this is crucial here. You'd really like to get a stop here. Here we go, setbacks, a pair, pitch to the right side, gets the handoff, breaks up to the five, inside the five, up to the goal line, uncontested. Michael Hackman. Fifteen-yard run by Hackman. Now they'll go for the PAT. Dodd is the holder, Oxendine the kicker. And the ball down, kick up, and good. Your score, 15-0. Once again, your Heinz Furniture scoring summary. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. 80-yard drive wrapped up on a 15-yard run by Michael Hackman. 15-0 your score. You're listening to North Mac Playoff Football on WSMI. Liam Oxendine puts the tee in the mud. And let me tell you, keeping it in the mud without going into the mud is a challenge. So 15-0, you didn't want to start on the downside in this game, but you know, last week North Mac gave a tough Athens team all they could handle, didn't score in the first quarter, and Caden Brown heated up as the game wore on. So don't get discouraged, fans. Still lots of football left to be played, but you need to score. You don't want to have three unanswered touchdowns. Here's a kick, a short one, a little bit of a squibber, and you know, a little bit of a challenge to decide if it's a good idea to take that football or not. Reed Lewis goes ahead and starts it off with a short run back, 5'11 junior. And North Mac will start up at the 28, 8:09. This is a good time for one of those sustained drives. For one thing, as you heard, no punts. The Blue Devils have dominated time of possession. I don't have like a Fox truck and a big support staff, so I can't break it down for you, but they've dominated that department. Here's Brown on first down. And a pitch. breaking away right now is Ferguson. Ferguson up to the 50, up to the 40, up to the 30. One man to beat, 20, 10, and pulled out of bounds. Big tackle there. Just a great pitch from Caden Brown. And, you know, the blockers did a great job. And well-designed play. Big play, and that brings a crowd to life here. As we have, I believe it's first and goal at the 10-yard line. 72 yards. Here's Brown. Brown struggling to get the snap. It's loose again. It's loose again. Was he down? Let me tell you what, it's like trying to wrestle with a pig out there, and it is a pig skin. And they're going to have to make some adjustments. Caden Brown gets a towel. That's a discouraging play after the big 72-yard run. So a loss of five on the play. Here's Brown with one setback, Reed Lewis. One receiver left, one receiver to the right, one going into motion. Brown struggles to get the handle again. He'll keep himself stuck in the mud, literally and figuratively. He gets the football, moves ahead. But gains maybe a yard. Hackman on the stop. So this is really frustrating. Now Brown will go for another towel. And again, if you can't grip the football, it's not a matter of fundamentals. It's not a matter of discipline. And understandably, after a discouraging couple of plays, North Mac will take a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Panther Playoff Football on WSMI. Hi, folks. Sean Bullitt with you. 15-0, 6:31 to go here in the second quarter. North Mac trailing Bismarck Henning. And Brown this time under center, two protectors. He'll drop back, roll to his right, has some running room. Gets it up to the 15 to 10, 5. Going into the corners, knocked out of bounds. Coming out of bounds, let's see the finishing spot here as it will bring up fourth down. But a great run by Brown. He gets 11 yards on the run, and it's fourth and goal from the 6. These conditions, what does a field goal get you against this kind of opponent? Not much, so they'll stay on the field. Here's Brown, backs in the eye, under center, takes a snap. He'll go up top again, looks to his left, and he has a trouble getting the handle again. Oh, man. That pigskin is sloppy. Now, I don't know if there's an advantage having like a bigger hand. Back when I was a Sandlot legend, I could throw a mean football, but like the football would slip out and go off like a foul ball. I don't know that much about Mr. Brown's hand, but I think, you know, Dodd's a bigger guy and maybe there's an advantage there, but, boy, a promising drive, 72-yard run, first and goal. And now the Blue Devils take over at the 16. Disheartening for the Panthers. Here's Dodd. Hands off to the first man through. And not much there. Believe it was Reinhart on the stop. Gain of one. Just deflating. And again, all the adversity, and then you wrap up in mud bog conditions here, 5:44 to go. Dodd under center. They're going to play a little safe here. Here's a pitch out, handoff, I should say, to Hackman. Hackman running off a right tackle. And gets about a 5-yard gain off to the right side. Third and four. As the Blue Devils continue to chew up that time of possession. Trying to keep... the defense from a little exhaustion out there. Here we go. Backs are split. Dot under center. Here's a handoff to Hackman. Hackman meets some pretty tough resistance there. Joe June comes up, makes the stop, and right around the chains, and they will give the signal. It's another first down for the Blue Devils. Joe June gets up there, makes a nice stop, but it's up to the 27-yard line, first and 10. Here's a snap. Dodd will get it to Harper. Harper runs left side, gets good yardage, running off to the left sideline. He'll get a first down and more out of bounds at the Blue Devil 40. They have a nice mix of power and speed in that Blue Devil backfield. And they have been chewing up yardage. They'll mark it at the 39, first and 10, with 4:22. North Mac would like to get on the board before this half is done. Here we go, back split. Under center again is Dodd. He'll get it to Harper one more time. Harper's got a great first burst. He'll get up ahead for 5, 6, or 7 up the middle. Call it 7. Make it 8, 2nd and 2. So a great running game with Harper, Hackman, and Dodd has been a force, especially in the clutch in short yardage situations. Split backs again. Here's a handoff to Hackman. Hackman will move toward the first down marker. Will be close to another first down. And indeed, a 2-yard gain. He'll move it up to the 49-yard line. Now under 4 minutes to go with that 15-0 deficit. This is where you need... We've had one big play, and it didn't pan out. If you're going to get a big play here the rest of this half, it's going to require a big play from the defense. A turnover would come in real handy. Back split. North Mac jumps, gets back in time. Power football set up here by the Blue Devils. A pitch to Hackman. Up ahead for 2 or 3. Quick, effective. 4-yard gain. In these conditions, if you get 4 yards on first down, you're doing something. Right now, the Blue Devils just imposing their will. 3 minutes to go and a half. As they have moved into North Mac territory. Jake Ferguson, oh so close to breaking it all the way through for a touchdown, but here's a handoff pitch to Harper. Harper squeezes ahead for a couple of more. It will set up 3rd and about 4. 3rd and 3. 3-yard gain as they move up to the 44 of the Panthers. So Dodd, one receiver, stretched out to the right, Mason Hackman. Split backs once again. That's pretty much the norm now. Here's Michael Hackman, does a great job. Two defenders get to him. Just does a great job to stretch out. On to play Joe June. And let's see my mud translation skills. Joe Reinhardt in on that stop. So... they will stop him short of the marker, according to the spot. So it's going to bring up 4th. Looks like a 4th and inches situation. They'll bring out the chain gang.
The Illinois High School Association isn't just about sports. The IHSA is proud to be one of the few state high school associations in the country to also offer other activities, including basketball, chess, debate, drama.
Dawson Dodd, a pretty versatile talent out there leading the show. They'll stretch the chains, and sure enough, you're looking about a foot short of the first down. So here we go, folks, 1:50 to go, and a big fourth down opportunity. They'll measure it one more time. And it's like the surveying crew out there. We have seen North Mac prove that they can make a big play. Oh, so close to an 82-yard touchdown run. Take that back. So here we go. Monster play here. Fourth and a foot. North Mac will call a timeout to talk it over. Big play, understandable. We'll take a break. More Panther playoff football after this on WSMI. Here we go. One of those stay-in-the-game kind of plays. Set the tone for the second half. Maybe set the stage for a score. Fourth and a foot, 1:50. Here's Dodd. Back splits. Takes a snap. Hand off to the big man. He's met. Met by the North Mac Panthers. Access denied. Zane Hogan with a monster push. The junior pushes across the line of scrimmage. What's the call? What is the call? We'll see the spot and a favorable Blue Devil spot. I thought it was a stop, but they said forward progress, and they give the first down to the Blue Devils in the mud here. Tough break there as, a great stand by the defense there as I thought they got the stop. Here we go. So first and 10, that's a heartbreaker. Here's Dodd. Play action, rolls to his left. And a guy well covered, he'll go to another outlet, goes to the big man, and that's Maddox Cash. 6'1" senior tight end. When it rains, it pours, folks. 15-yard completion.
31, Dick Ferguson on the
My, I'll have to see video of that fourth down play, but boy, it looked like a stop to me. Here we go. First and 25. I have to ask Coach Bowman. A handoff right side. Lot of running room up to the 20, up to the 15. Ball squirts loose, but recovered by the Blue Devils. Right place at the right time. Just one of those deals. In on the stop, Zane Hogan and Reed Lewis. Another first down play, 12 yards. Down to 44.8. Panthers take a timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to Panther Football on WSMI. Well, we're back, 44.8 seconds to go. You want to keep the Blue Devils off the board. You don't want a three-score deficit. It's tough enough with two scores and a two-point conversion. Back split once again. Dodd has been under center for a while. He goes play action again. Goes to his left side, throwing left side. And, boy, good coverage there as they were trying to go to Mason Hackman. In the left corner of the end zone, going for the quick six there. No dice, and again, I'm going to try and work through the mud. I believe that's Logan Hammond back there on defense on the play. Boy, just covered him like a blanket. Great job there. So second down and 10 at the 12. Dodd will go up top again. Has a man right side. Boy, Hackman just causes matchup problems. Gets the leaping catch. It's like you look at this like a boxer. Reach advantage. He's got it. Mason Hackman, just using his physicality, out-muscling the defender. And I'm sure he's done that all season long. So there's that third score you didn't want. We'll go for the PAT here. Oxendine. And that sounds like a laundry detergent, by the way. And the kick is up and through. 22-0 your score. Again, 83-yard drive. And it ends with a 12-yard completion from Dodd to Mason Hackman with 31.8 seconds to go. That's your Heinz Furniture scoring summary. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, much more. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. Back after this, you're listening to Panther Playoff Football on WSMI. All right, the final 31.8 seconds of the half, and Blue Devils will kick it out of bounds. Oxendine, well out of bounds. And, again, these are not conditions that shine upon a kicker. We've seen a few re-kicks already today. We've seen the kicker for the Blue Devils, but not the punter today. They're pretty star. They're almost like a cult. They don't believe, like, punting's against their religion. They have gone on fourth down deep in their own end with, boy, positive results. You know, when you break this game down, when you look at where, I mean, away from strategy, when you just talk about situational football, Blue Devils have been winning this game on fourth down. So North Mac will take it after going out of bounds, the kick going out of bounds, at their own 47 with a half minute roughly to go. Brown with backs in the eye. Receiver each way. Brown trying to work some magic. Rolls to his right. He'll keep it on the ground and trying to find a seam. Breaks free a little bit, but gets about a yard. And time ticking away. You might get one more play as we're down to about 10 seconds. Here's Brown under center. Gets a snap. He'll throw it up top, and the passing game is just out of sync right now. Pass a floater just a little high for Nick Hogan. And it will bring up third and nine with 6.9. One final play. Will there be a little razzle-dazzle? What will they do here? We've already seen one trick play pulled out of the toolbox here today. Here's a snap to Brown out of the gun. Brown with time to throw has a man complete. Up to the 41, tries to get out of bounds. That is Nick Hogan, but he won't. Two goose eggs trying to get one more play. Well, folks, you knew it wouldn't be easy. 9-0, Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin. You knew they'd be a handful. And a handful they have been. 22-0 your score. We'll be back to recap the first half of this one, as it is it's been tough in the mud here in East Central Illinois. Maybe it's that Indiana influence. It's bad luck. I don't know. You're listening to North Mac Panther Playoff Football right here on WSMI. Well, a nice backdrop here. Silos in the background. A big grain elevator is just like back in mid-Illinois. Agriculture is king out here in Vermilion County. And there's a whole lot of mud between here and that grain elevator. It has not been a fun time for the crew working the field out here. Now, I've certainly seen games where it wasn't Mother Nature, but man who made a football field muddy. Usually when the underdog is the host. That is not the case today. All of the mud was produced by sources from well above us. So the second half is nearly here, and again, those jerseys. Those white jerseys, they came out glistening and really impressive looking. Just a beautiful shade of white. Well, those days are over. If you love those old school photos, I'll tell you what. If I took pictures of this today, I'd probably go with black and whites. I mean, I'm looking at the quarterback. I mean, there's enough mud on his helmet. You would have thought he was out, racing in Baja, California or something in a dune buggy. Helmet covered in mud, hair covered in mud, number covered in mud. You know, that first time you kind of get tackled into the mud, you kind of feel that little chill, but you burn it off pretty quick, especially with the intensity of playoff football. So we are ready to get down to business. And the Blue Devils come out to the William Tell Overture for you Lone Ranger fans. That will bring back some warm, fuzzy memories. I'll take that over shooting an apple off of my head any day, like William Tell. And if there's one positive note, North Mac will receive here to open up the second half. So Oxendine tees it up at the 40. And he has had some issues trying to keep the football in bounds today. This time he hits a line drive, field at 25, up to the 40. Nice run back there by Reed Lewis. He'll get it up in good field position, up to around the 42. You know, pretty classy operation here, the home team. And this has not been a chippy game. You know, you see some respect out there, and you always admire that. No one understands what you go through more than the guy on the other line of scrimmage. The insanity of two-a-days. The pain. Brown under center with backs in the eye. Receiver on each side. Brown will go to the second man through. And, boy, just more great penetration. Big number 72. Cameron Watson, 5'9", 220, getting a hand on the ball carrier and a gain of one on second down as Ferguson tried to make something happen there. Bozart on the stop, Jacob Bozart. 1 yard gain, second and nine. This time Brown's in the shotgun. Two protectors back there, two receivers to the right. Brown tries to keep it himself. Boy, the frustration. He stumbles in the mud, and you can just see how discouraged he is. I mean, if you like to talk about body language, Caden Brown is wearing frustration like a suit, a skin-tight suit. I mean, it is thick. So a three-yard loss on the play. Caden Brown, this is tough, a talented kid who just showed what he was made of last week, and he just can't play his game of football right now. Three receivers stacked right, one protector. Brown would roll to his right. One defender runs loose. He'll get loose up to the 50, up to the 40, up to the 30, up to the 25-yard line. Brown breaks through. What can Brown do for you? Well, he can run a pretty mean third and 12 run. That, my friends, is Caden Brown football. 30-yard run for Brown. So Brown gets some frustration out. Backs in the eye once again. He's under center. Gets it to the second man through. And, again, just tough to run up the middle right now. Bozarth, once again, Ferguson. Ferguson finding maybe a yard there, second and nine. Parked at the 29-yard line. 22-0, your score. Blue Devils on top. Here's Brown. Rolls to his right, will keep it himself. Gets it up to the 25 and inside. You know, Brown, I think, just kind of dug down deep in his gut and said, you know, I just got to play my brand of football. He gets a 6-yard run and brings up third and three. Got to keep this drive alive. Need this one here. 9:35 to go in the third. Key drive here for North Mac. Really do or die. I don't think I'm overstating it here. Here's a handoff, second man through, Ferguson. Ferguson makes a nice move, a nice cut, gets a nice push, and he moves up close to the marker. And there you go, they move the chains, good for a Panther, first down. 9:18, good running there by Ferguson. They're inside the red zone at the 19-yard line, first and 10. Panthers in the red zone for the second time today. Backs in the eye once again under center is Caden. Caden, oh boy, you know, Ferguson, not Ferguson this time, but will be Wyatt Williamson, determined running. And then all of a sudden this big wrecking ball from the demolition company comes in. Jace Waterman, 6'4", 285 pounds, ought to be against the law. Makes the stop. Forward progress will give him a yard, and it looks like second and 9 from the 18. Third-yard run by Caden Brown, and he'll work out of the shotgun this time. One protector back there, big Wyatt Williamson. They'll go right side, and a good defensive response on the handoff to Ferguson. Looks like he picked up another yard. So, under 8 minutes to go here. Crucial play. Waterman comes in there again. He just wreaks havoc. Here's Brown one more time out of the gun with Williamson with him. Brown will roll to his left side, keep it himself. Gets around a man up to the 15, up to the 10-yard line. And that will be close. We'll see where the spot goes. Now they will say penalty flag. Penalty flag, and it's coming back. Nice run by Brown. He just kind of waited for the opening to develop. Raced around defenders, but big clutch play by Brown. Taken away and pushed back in a big way as they'll move back to around their 32-yard line. Second trip to the red zone, and they got evicted again. Pushed all the way back. Third and 22 now from the 32-yard line. You know what? It's four down territory when you're down 22 to nothing. Try to take it in bite sizes, like Halloween. Here's Brown, rolls to his right, has a man. Is it complete? I believe so. Inside the 25-yard line. About a 7-yard completion. So it brings up fourth and about 14. We'll call it a 7-yard gain. And this may well be do or die here, folks, with 6:45 to go in the third. Brown out of the shotgun. Two receivers left, two receivers right. I won't even try to guess who's who. Here's Brown. Throws to the right, and no, the receiver and the quarterback just not on the same page. Throws to what turns out to be empty territory. And North Mac will turn it over on downs. I don't think that was a slip. I see the official giving Brown a towel. I don't think it slipped. It looked like he was looking to where he threw the football. Just the receiver not on the same page. I can't imagine you're doing too many timing patterns today. Two visits to the red zone and nothing to show for it. So now that's when you want to get a turnover. First and 10. At the 25 for the Blue Devils. Here's Dodd. Hands off, running back on the loose. Gets up to the 35, 40, up to the 50. Harper hauled down at the 47. 28-yard run for Harper. Reed Lewis, the junior, on the stop. 6-17, and just like that, the Blue Devils in North Mac territory. So, again, the back split. Dodd will go under center, probably will go under center the rest of the way. One receiver slotted out left. He'll go up top, looks for that receiver. And did he haul it in? My word. Mason Hackman, left side, reels it in. Nice pattern there to the left side. Runs a good route in these conditions. 19-yard completion. And Mason Hackman and Dodd are just on the same page, folks. Again, as you can imagine, Blue Devils taking their time. Michael Hackman gets a handoff here up to the 20 and stood up there. I believe it's Reed Lewis on the stop. Gain of about 7 or 8. The interesting thing is the Blue Devils aren't, you know, with these conditions, it may, you know, you might want to take the play clock down to 1, but you know what? Why mess with it? Give yourself a little bit of time. They snapped the last time. 15 seconds on the play clock. Don't be cute. Just keep the football moving downfield. And they're downhill right now. 4:55 on the verge, hitting the red zone again. Here's a handoff getting into the red zone, but not much further as Red Harper gets. But it should be enough for a first down. We'll wait for the spot. Sure enough, the chains move again. So they're in the red zone again, first down and 10 at the 17. As former Bears turned Green Bay Packers announcer Wayne Larrabee would say, they're looking for the dagger. Here we go, Dodd back to action, play action. Rolls to his left, looking to go up top. Throws Patrick Mahomes, got a sideways pass inside the 10. Boy, weird arm slot there. Went with the old sidearm. And Dodd, you know what? I don't try to do too many NFL analogies, but you could say Mr. Dodd's a little on the creative side. You know what? When Dad's over there coaching football, you're all around it. As a little kid, you kind of pick up on formations. And again, kids play Madden. I think they get creative with a controller in the off season. So another first down, down to the 6-yard line. Gain of 11, handoff to Harper. Harper will get ahead on the left side, up ahead for about 3. Second and goal now at the 2. 4-yard gain for Harper. 3:40 to go here in the third. Boy, you really not only want to stop them no score, but you just hope for some kind of turnover here as they're parked at the 2. Here's Dodd, a receiver stretched out to the left, back split. Dodd under center once again, taking his time, looking over the defense, looking over every defender one by one. He'll go to left side to Harper. Harper scoots in on the left side, virtually untouched. Harper in from 2 yards out. 28-0 Blue Devils. And Oxendine will try to make it just a little more difficult. Here's a low snap, but the holder, Dodd, once again, another clutch play in adversity. Gets the ball down, but just throws the kicker off enough. They miss the PAT small victory. He'll take it 28 to nothing. But again, a 75-yard drive. And Rhett Harper, the senior, wraps it up with a 2-yard touchdown run. PAT no good. This Heinz Furniture scoring summary brought to you by, of course, Heinz Furniture in Carlinville, offering cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. More football coming up on WSMI. Well, like I said, you knew it wouldn't be easy. You go on the road. You got a big, long bus ride. You know, I heard Tim Mize talk to Coach Bowman this morning about some folks coming together, and I saw the folks at Vandalia Bus Lines as I was on I-74 hauling North Mac, and those are some great buses. You know, in the post-Cavallo era, they've really been great when you're in need of a good bus, and kind of took the sting out of that long bus ride a little bit. Here's a kick out of bounds. Squibs out of bounds, and around the 34-yard line. What can you do as North Mac? You have not much time to work with. 15:07 to go in this game. Well, Caden Brown showing what he could do. He had a 30-yard carry last time out. But the drive died. So they won't do a re-kick, and North Mac will take to the field in good field position. Brown out of the gun. Receiver goes into motion. That is Williamson. Brown rolling to his right. Will keep it himself. Tucks it and runs. Gets up ahead for 8 yards. Boy, he is so quick. So it seems like Brown has made some adjustments and had growing success holding on to the football, gripping it. So nice yardage there on first down. And then, you know, they're not huddling up, but, you know, another thing that eats up time, understandably, the officials have to do some ball maintenance. Here we go, second down and short, and again, more penetration. Tough to get up the middle there. Stop for maybe a short loss. The Blue Devils bowling through there. You know, I'll tell you what, they really give, you know, they I guess they've been consistent, you know, on the forward progress side of things. I think it looked like a loss, but actually will be a one-yard gain, third and one. I mentioned that after the fourth and a foot stop earlier where I thought North Mac had to stop. Play action. Here's Brown. Brown rolling to his right. He'll keep it. He'll get a first down and a little gravy inside the 50. In to Blue Devil territory. He'll get out of bounds around the 47. So that's another Panther first down. But they'll say he went out of bounds a little sooner than I thought. It looked like he got down to the Blue Devil 47, but they'll say he stepped out of bounds at his own 49. 1:41 to go. Backs in the eye. Receiver in motion. Hand off to the second man through Ferguson. Ferguson pivots and spins his way up ahead for about four. Off to the right side. You know, got to salute this North Mac line. They have taken on an incredible challenge, and they have just they've continued to soldier on. You know, clear size advantage on the Blue Devil side, but it is a proud, disciplined group here today, and they've avoided penalties. 1:05 to go. Snap to Brown. Brown rolls to his left, and Logan Hammon just couldn't get a read on which way Brown was going. He was double covered down there. Ball falls incomplete. And Blue Devils don't miss a thing. You haven't seen wide open receivers here today. The receivers do get open, but they can't exactly sit in a lounge chair. Here we go, third and six. Another play trying to get back into it here. Three receivers stacked to the right, one protector back there in the gun for Brown. Play action. He'll keep it. Boy, look at those wheels. He gets off to the right side and gets up to the 40. Well, the Blue Devils moves a chains for another Panther first down. You wish it was a five-quarter game because Brown is really starting to get some mojo here. And a pair of receivers evenly split, backs in the eye, receiver into motion. Here's a pitch to Ferguson. Ferguson lunges ahead, trying to drag Jace Waterman. That's no easy task. Does to some extent here in the final half minute of the third. Up ahead for 3 yards. Caden Brown out of the gun once again. Pair of protectors back there. Brown rolls to his left. He'll go up top. Has a man complete near the marker. Good for a first down. I believe that's Ferguson. It's hard to confirm here today. There's not much left of that Columbia Blue 31 sticking out, but they're closing in on possibly a third trip to the red zone, hoping for better results, down to the 27 as the third quarter commences. Your score, 28-0. Blue Devils on top of the Panthers. You're listening to high school football on WSMI. Well, a couple of North Mac drives in the red zone have died as they move toward the Chicago side. Now they're heading in the Cairo direction, moving south, and trying to reach the promised land. First and 10 at the 27, one protector out of the gun. Brown drops back, rolls to his right. He'll tuck it and run again. Moves up inside the 25 up to about the 23. Good yardage there on first down. I'm telling you, if you remember the old commercials by Scotts, if that Scotts guy, you know, the red-headed Irish fella, or Scotland. I always screw up Scotland and Ireland, folks. I mean, what a mess. But anyway, you know, he'd always say, feed your lawn, feed it. I think today he would say it with tears in his eyes. This field is taking a beating. 4 yard gain for Brown. Brown will run again, sweeps around the left side, finds a hole. He does a great job of identifying a hole, pushes ahead, and that will be close to a first down, but it looks like it's just short. 4 yard carry brings up third, and a short two or a long one, however you look at it. Third and one, 11:20 to go. Here's Brown, backs in the eye, under center, doing that little squat. Here's Ferguson, gets hit a couple of times. Boy, just determined running as he pinballs toward the marker, and the chain gang will come out once again. 11:09 to go. Blue Devils leading the Panthers 28-0. Panthers trying to get on the board, and the chain gang is sent back to the sideline. A first down for the Panthers. They are in the red zone for the third time today and the first time moving in a southbound direction. Out of the eye. Brown gets a snap. Rolls to his left, stumbles, and recovers enough to prevent a big loss. The field conditions have been a nightmare for Caden Brown today. And again, everybody's got to play in them. But depending on your skill set and how you play the game, it's going to affect some players more than others. And again, Dodd kind of strikes me as a a four-wheel drive truck out there. The Browns been a pretty tough customer and made some adjustments here along the way. So now we go, you get loss of one. This time Brown rolls to his right, looking for man, everyone well covered. He'll tuck and run again, gets down to the 15 to 10, inside the 10, and closing in on a first down. The scoreboard, the enemy, time an enemy. Waiting for the final spot here. Looks like gain of about 8, should be about 3rd and 3. Here's Brown, one protector, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Here's a handoff. Handoff for the first time in a while. Ferguson pushes ahead. Ferguson off to the right sideline. It will be close. Nice slide of hand there from Brown. A little slobber knocker activity out there. Boy, a big hit. In out there delivering some blocks out there was Ethan Kuhar. And Kuhar kind of had his bell rung a little bit. But I don't think we're talking about a... anything to worry about. Comes off easily under his own power. 9:43, first and goal at the 4. North Mac playing for pride and trying to get back in this some way, somehow. Brown backs in the eye. Takes the snap. Second man through, Ferguson. Ferguson pushes, lunges ahead. Does a nice job under difficult circumstances against a very tough D line. Gets 2 yards. Ferguson's made adjustments. He gets that nice pivot, gets those quick 2 or 3 yards. North Mac, there's no white flag on the sideline. There's no surrender, folks. This team is going to fight till the bitter end. Brown out of the gun with two backs back there. Brown will keep it himself. We'll try to push ahead, try to drag the bigger defender. He'll get a yard, I believe, and get to the doorstep, third down and goal. 8:40 to go. And again, you want the score, and you want it soon. Michael Hackman on the stop. And he comes off a little gingerly. And this is another thing. The Blue Devils, of course, as they hope to move on, want to avoid some injuries here. Here we go, third and goal. North Mac trying to get on the board. Snap to Brown. Brown pushes ahead. Looks like he's in, but a penalty flag on the play, and it will be a false start. It has been that kind of afternoon. They'll drag the football back 5 yards, and things get just a little more difficult, a lot more difficult. Again, the North Mac line, especially in these conditions, has done a great job avoiding penalties. And, you know, and credit to the officials, too. They have tried to restrain, you know, cut some guys some slack. They haven't called a lot of penalties here today. Here's Brown. Brown gets free. Rolls to his right. Has some open road. 3-2-1. Touchdown, Caden Brown. And the Panthers are on the board with 7:55 to play. Boy, nice roll to his right. And just kept the option of pass alive long enough to keep the Blue Devils committed to pass defense. And, boy, just had some nice open territory. And, again, the way he moves so quickly east-west, that kind of not only the blocking, but his quick movement and shift of direction opened up some territory. He gets a big 6-yard run. And now they'll go for two. Here's Brown. He'll look to go up top. Nothing there, and he's hauled down. Boy, Jacob Bozarth, the senior, comes through again. Not one of the biggest guys on the field, 5'8", 160 pounds. But, boy, is he quick. He closed in on Brown. And the two-point conversion, no good. 28-6 your score. So, a 65-yard drive capped off by Caden Brown's 6-yard run with 7:55 to go. This Hines Furniture scoring summary brought to you by Hines Furniture in Carlinville, offering cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more. Visit HinesFurniture.com. More fourth quarter action after this. You're listening to North Mac Panther Football on WSMI. Well, mission accomplished as far as getting that goose egg off the board. 28-6 your score. Here's a short kick to the up man, and the up man has a heck of a time finding the handle. Bobbles it and then just goes to the ground and smothers the football. What you're supposed to do, and the Blue Devils will start off at their 40. Boy. Caden Brown has found that playoff gear. He's playing this kind of football, but there's not much time left. And the folks at BHRA could eat up a lot of what's left right here with another sustained drive. Backs are split, and Dodd will hand it off to Harper. Harper around the right side makes some nice cuts, weaves in and out of traffic, moves the football forward for a first down, and into North Mac territory at the 49, and a gain of 11. In fact, the Blue Devils probably don't like that old business of the clock stopping on first down. Down to 7.5 minutes to go. So here we go, the backs once again split for Dodd. And one receiver, the dangerous Mason Hackman, to the left. Snake Eyes, number 11. He'll go up top again. Hackman going for the football, incomplete. A nice job there on pass defense. And I believe we're looking at Hammond again there, Logan Hammond back there. Again, these numbers get harder and harder to read. No, I take that back. That yeah, that is. That is Logan Hammond. The Mud tried to turn 36 on another number. Down to 7:15 on the incompletion. And here's Dodd turns and will keep it himself. He'll go for some tough yards in the mud. Here's another thing, too, for the Blue Devils. You want your quarterback playing competitive football, but eventually you get a little fearful in these conditions. You don't want to lose them to injury. So he'll launch up ahead for 4 yards up to the 45. And we'll bring up 3rd and 6 when we return. A timeout taken by North Mac. You're listening to North Mac Panther Playoff Football on WSMI. Well, Carlinville, how are the Cavvies doing? The Carlinville Cavaliers taking on an iconic Southern Illinois team today, the DuQuoin Indians, and right now Carlinville getting the better of that matchup with a 26-12 lead. So good luck to the Cavaliers. Down to 7 minutes now, and North Mac needs the football back and a lot of miracles. So 3rd and 6. Again, the Blue Devils have not punted today. Here's a handoff to a fresh set of legs. Stopped short of the first down.
Hickman on the carry. Coleman again on the tackle.
Pitch to Pittman. Pittman moves ahead for about five. About, we'll call it a four-yard gain. Fourth and a couple here, as once again, they do what the Blue Devils do. They'll go for it on fourth down, certainly in four-down territory. Once again, Hackman split to the left, back split. Dodd getting instructions from the sideline. As the Devils try to close it out. And the Devils need a little more conversation between coach and quarterback, so they'll take a timeout, and we'll take one as well. You're listening to Panther Football on WSMI. Folks, things are getting interesting over in Macoupin County. Carlinville now leading DuCoin 26-19. Another four-down situation here. Here's Dodd. He'll go play action, keeping himself. Rolls to his right. He'll go ahead and throw like a little shovel pass, complete. Everything seems to work for that kid today. It looked a little sloppy, like he was in trouble. He said, eh, not really. Throws it to Maddox Cash, who sounds like some kind of Hollywood studio secret agent guy. Maddox Cash gets another first down reception, gets it down to the 35 as we get under 6 minutes. So some drama in Carlinville, and you can never underestimate a team like DuCoin with that kind of tradition. And I don't know. I don't know what to expect here in the final 5.5 minutes as they try to make their way. Fortunately, there was no rain here during this game. Could have been even more difficult. Timeout on the field. We'll keep it right here. The Illini losing 20-14 to Rutgers. That's a tough pill to swallow. It's, you know, it's that thing you always worry about. What happens the next week? And after a big win, like what you saw against Penn State, and they lose to Rutgers in a tough one at Memorial Stadium. One thing I think that will improve the Illini, you're going to get better quarterback play as time moves on. Really, really difficult in the Big Ten to make that jump, but I think they're headed in the right direction long term. But a tough loss indeed. Certainly Iowa can tell you what it's like to get a big win. And, you know, they beat Penn State when both teams are top five. Then they lose to Purdue. There are no gimmies in the game of college football. But let's talk about the game of high school football as they are back on the field here, first and 10 at the 35, 5:37 to go. Dodd with one setback. Rhett Harper. Not to be confused with Rhett Butler. Hand off to Harper. Harper will get a yard in the mud bog, and stop there made by Wyatt Williamson. Old 44 with one of the muddiest jerseys. And you know what? There are going to be pictures of this game. These guys are not going to enjoy the outcome, but I think they're going to enjoy the pictures 10, 20, 30 years from now when they look at those big muddy jerseys. Remember that crazy game out in East Central Illinois? Now down to 5 minutes to go, second and 8. 2 yard gain. And again, Butler back there with Dodd under center. Squats and takes a snap, handoff to Butler. Boy, so fast. In fact, actually, this will be Pittman. Pittman comes into the backfield to get the rock, and he gets a nice carry off to the left side. He'll move it up. He'll move it up ahead for about 13 yards up to the 20-yard line. Boy, he's got a nice burst. That is a loaded backfield, ladies and gentlemen. Every chamber's got ammo, that's all I can tell you. 4:35 to go. Another long drive here. Dodd goes to Harper. Harper with some running room, cuts to the right. Shakes one defender, gets away from another, penalty flag. Williamson almost brought him down, and again, football, the football isn't the only slick thing out there. You can imagine football players get covered with mud. They're a little bit slick, just like the old greased hog game at the old county fair. So we'll see where the penalty flag goes. It looks like the folks in blue jerseys are in retreat. Block in the back, the call.
Block in the back on the Blue Devil.
Well, I'll tell you what. When a kid comes into this game with a clean jersey, like Aiden Ingram, the sophomore who just showed up, you really kind of stick out like a sore thumb. You almost feel like you don't fit in. Kind of like an albino deer. 4:08 to go.
First and eight.
Here's Dodd. Another slick handoff. This time goes to number nine, Carson Stevenson. A sophomore gets a big gain off to the right side, and he'll move up ahead for 10-plus. He'll get a first down, and here come the Blue Devils.
38 on the tackle. And that's the Blue Devils.
At the doorstep again. At the two, they already got the dagger. Now they're going for the insurance policy. Oh, umbrella policy, yeah. 3:33 like a record, baby. Hand off to the second man and stood up. Again, North Mac playing with a lot of character here today. And again, the defender, there is just nothing left of a number. I think there's a seven there. I feel like an Pittman on the handoff. I feel like an archaeologist trying to determine who's who out there. So, looks like no gain on the play. Second and goal to two, 2:52 to go. Dodd with split backs. Dodd will keep it himself. And Dodd is in for two. Dodd just uses that big frame, lunges ahead. 2-yard carry, 2:41 to go. Again, you know it wouldn't be easy. I know I've said that like a broken record. Here's a fellow with a clean jersey, Liam Oxendine. Maybe I ought to just slip in the turf just for, you know, just to feel like one of the team. Just for good measure. Here's a snap, ball down, kick up. And Oxendine's jersey is still as clean as a whistle. It sails through. 35-6 your score. So your Heinz Furniture scoring summary. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. Well, Dodd, a 2-yard run, 2:41 to play, PAT good, and your score 35-6. Back with the what will likely be the final possession of this football season for North Mac. You're listening to Panther Playoff Football on WSMI. We're back at Bismarck, and one of the better boots of the day for Oxendine as he gets it downfield. But still winds up out of bounds. Just kind of snake bit out there. Just one of the... I mean, if you wanted to nitpick, you could... I guess if you wanted to nitpick and look at any flaws today... and that's the kind of flaw you like to talk about. Well... we had a bunch of kickoffs, and the kickoffs didn't go well. Whenever you have a bunch of kickoffs, usually you're in good shape. And that certainly has been the case today. Those are the things you'd like to complain about. You know that? that 65-yard post pattern, you could have run it a little cleaner before you got the touchdown. That's the kind of stuff you'd like to complain about. So here's Oxendine again, still just uniform as blue as the day is long. And he'll go for a little onside kick. And Bismarck says they have it, but I think Zane Hogan got a pretty good grip on the football. Bismarck player had his hands on it at the end, but I think the officials will put the North Mac offense on the field. So with that onside kick, a little stunning development there. Didn't exactly see that coming. It's like, hey, let's just go ahead and cut the wound open and dump a big pile of Morton salt in there. Well, no salt in the wound there. Kind of a, in the case, I think he was just less than pleased that they had a re-kick. So kind of a message there. So here's Brown with one protector, three receivers, trips to the left. Brown rolls to his left. He'll tuck and run. Gets up to the line of scrimmage. And one of the cleanest jerseys on the field, sophomore Carson Stevenson, cuts him down like a tree. Here's the good news, folks. I think you know the good news. With all the adversity and subplots and everything else that happened this year, you look at the roster, and you don't see that many skill players with SR behind their name. And, of course, key among them, Caden Brown will be back. So, in the words of Al Pacino, he's just getting warmed up. Under 2 minutes to go. Here's Brown, second man through. Ferguson pushes through. It's about 5 yards up the middle. You know, Ferguson's really impressed me with, you know, what he has worked through today. Getting the tough yards in the mud, taking on a big D line, gets 4 yards there, down to the final minute and a half. Brown rolls to his right, looks to go up top, he'll keep it, does a little jump, does a little Mario jump like he's playing Donkey Kong or Mario Brothers to keep moving forward. Everything but the sound effect. And he'll get a couple of yards. So fourth and four, trying to extend this possession as we're under a minute to play here. Parked at the 39, here's Brown. And a snap goes in the mud, just a slow roller. Brown does everything he can to roll, run to his left, and try to keep the drive alive. But that big blue front line and linebacking core descends on him and cuts him down after maybe a yard gain. Turnover on downs. And now it's victory formation time for BHRA. What a tough afternoon, folks. What can you do? This was a heck of a challenge. It's a heck of a football team. So Dawson Dodd, again, you know, just kind of like a hero out of an old Western. Has been the law in these parts today. Done a masterful job of running this offense here for the Blue Devils. Dodd takes a snap, milks the clock a little bit. And that should be the final play of this football game. Well, North back battled back from adversity. They played one of the tougher teams in the area in Athens down to the wire. I think you've seen how good the Athens football program is based on what Coach Reed has done, coming as an assistant out of the Athens program to run the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, and the way they caught fire in the second half of the season. Folks, like I said, adversity. A tough end for the seniors. When you look down the roster at David Boletto and Carter Piper, Jake Ferguson, Austin Dahlman, and Ethan Kuhar, who made a big play here in the second half. Wyatt Williamson as well. Hats off to the seniors for what they contributed. And emotional end. Players right now consoling Ferguson in his unrecognizable jersey and the post-game handshakes. Again, didn't get real chippy. About the only difference of opinion was having that re-kick at the end. But 35-6 is the final score. And North Mac spared the indignity of a shutout. They did get on the board. Always crucial. Well, we'll be back to wrap it up after this. 35-6, your final score. The Panthers come up short, ending their 2021 season. You're listening to North Mac Panther Playoff Football on WSMI. Well, I want to thank Athletic Director Todd Foster, let me thank him by butchering his name. That's a great start there, Sean. But anyway, thanks to Tony Foster and the folks over here in Bismarck and Vermilion County. Certainly not the finish you wanted. You just tried to do what you could do in these conditions. And, you know, Caden Brown really found that other gear in the second half. And, you know, a 30-yard run. We had Ferguson with a big 62-yard run. Three trips into the red zone, and the third was the charm. Finally, moving south was the moving in a North Mac direction was the tonic as they finally got that touchdown. But let's go through the scoring once again. And this Heinz Furniture scoring summary brought to you by Heinz Furniture in Carlinville, offering cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. And, yes, with a Z on the end, folks. On Heinz. Well, of course, you know that around Carlinville and these parts, but you never know if you're new to town. Anyway, the scoring opened up many sustained drives for this Blue Devil ball club, even though they had their fair share of big plays. Mason Hackman there, we showed what he could do in the passing game. He hauls in a 10-yard pass with 4:18 to go in the first quarter from Dodd. And Rhett Harper gets the two-point conversion and an 8-0 lead there in the first quarter for the Blue Devils, and that's how the first quarter ended. Then moving on to the second, you had a 15-yard run by the other Hackman, Michael Hackman, the running back out of the combo, 8:16 to play, and they go for the PAT, go for the kick that time, go up 15-0 in the second. And a real backbreaker. This was tough. North Mac, fourth and a foot. I thought they got the stop. But again, this officiating crew was pretty consistent. They gave a lot of credit to forward progress. And I saw that on both sides of the ball. But fourth and a foot, it looked like a couple of guys on that North Mac side really got together and made a big play. But they ruled it a first down. And sure enough, the backbreaker, the clincher, really, the Blue Devils go downfield. And a 12-yard pass from Dodd to the ever-talented and athletic Mason Hackman, 12 yards out, 83-yard drive. And they get the PAT, 22-0. That is how the half ended. Finally, as you moved along, you had the folks over here trying to get just a little bit of insurance out of the Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin sideline. You had Harper wrap up a 75-yard drive. Harper with a 2-yard run to finish the drive as they put it really out of reach at 28-0. Finally, North Mac in the fourth quarter, 7:55 to go. Caden Brown breaking down some frustration with a 65-yard drive. He wraps it up with a 6-yard run for the touchdown, 7:55 to go. But Blue Devils added another touchdown, 2:41 to go. Another sustained drive, just slowly, gradually moving the football downfield. Dodd puts it in from 2 yards out with 2:41 to play. PAT good. PAT no good. 35-6, your final score. So, a determined effort. You know, we had a big play. He had a 17-yard run on a, I believe it was 4th and 12 on a fake punt. And then North Mac couldn't capitalize, got down to the 10-yard line on the Ferguson run, and four straight plays, to be honest. Brown had a hard time getting a handle on that muddy, wet, slick football. And I don't know. I think it would be tough to beat the Blue Devils under any circumstances. And it's not an excuse game. It's just looking at what Mother Nature did. In different circumstances, I think Caden Brown has the kind of performance all four quarters like you saw from him last week in Athens, and this would have been a much more competitive ball game. I'm not going to say they would win, but I think it would have been a much more competitive game. Caden Brown really showing in the second half what he's made of. And, folks, you get him for 9 more games next year and whatever the playoffs may bring if they can punch their ticket to the postseason. But you have to feel good about the future of this North Mac team. And, you know, you become the best by playing the best, and they certainly played one of the best here this afternoon. Your final score from Bismarck, 35-6. North Mac season ends at 5-5. We thank you for joining us this afternoon, and thanks to Levi back in Mission Control. Sean Bellett saying so long from darn near Indiana on WSMI.